I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God has answered prayer over a high-profile court case in Sudan. But some of these Christians are still not out of the woods yet. Stay with us to learn what you can do. And then, how do you reach people in the middle of nowhere? Depends on the wheels you have. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But 2017 isn't even a week old yet, and there's been some huge movement in the case involving those three Sudanese pastors and the Czechoslovakian Christian aid worker. 3 days ago, a judge dismissed the charges against Pastor Kua and released him. Now, that's great news. But Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says
the charges against the other three continue, and we believe there will be another hearing next Monday continuing the trial against them.
And there's good reason to hope.
It seems like the fact that the judge has already looked at the evidence in the case of one of the pastors and said, there's simply not enough evidence to hold this man, you're free to go. Hopefully that will happen with the others as well, because the evidence against all of them is basically the same.
The charges they face are capital crimes, including defaming the state, waging war against the state, and espionage, among others. A conviction brings either a life sentence or the death penalty. So what can we do? Talk about the story. Write letters. The links are at our website. And pray, 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 especially for the outcome of the January 9th hearing.
We hope this is coming to a close. We hope soon there will be a pronouncement that all of these men are innocent, just as we celebrate the release of Pastor Kua.
Next, Syria is the poster child of the refugee and internally displaced people crisis. The latest tally of the IDPs in Syria is up to 6.3 million, according to the United Nations. And many of these are Christians who've been displaced by terrorism and persecution. As Global Advance looks back on 2016, they're grateful for the opportunities that God has given them to work in red zones like Syria. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance says they're excited to see how God will use them this year.
Through our Alpha Relief Ministry, it's our relief and development arm of Global Advance, has definitely taken a step up this year in trying to respond to needs as they arise around the world.
One thing they know will stay constant. Believers will find strength in Jesus.
No matter what the situation is, the gospel is good news. It anchors our souls. It helps us as believers to walk through whatever the situation may be, no matter how dark it is.
So if you've been asking yourself how you can help the complex challenges in Syria, consider working with Global Advance. And
we as believers here in the West need to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, especially in some of these red zone areas, as persecution continues to rise.
And finally, in Far East Russia, where standing outside guarantees a frozen beard, SGA is working on a fresh aviation program. That program enables SGA to come alongside national Christians who live in remote villages to share the gospel. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, SGA's Eric Mock was in the region helping to train Christian leaders. Regarding the aviation program, he says,
to reach some of these remote villages, it is just not possible to go by car. Some of the people are very isolated. And in comes the aviation ministry. What we're hoping to do in several locations across Yakutia, the Sakha Republic, is to have different centers where aircraft are located. And where those aircraft are located, you'll see missionary pastors and missionary aviators working together to reach these remote villages, as well as plant a church in the small city that becomes the arms and legs of ministry in that region. One of the exciting parts is that God has raised up the churches already in these locations where there are faithful believers who are hungering to know the Word of God and to reach people in their own culture with a message of hope.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.